questions. This is Doug Johnson. 2004 has arrived. On our show today, we tell about the most popular books, movies, and recordings of the year 2003. The newspaper USA Today recently listed the most popular books of last year in the United States. It creates the list from information about the number of books sold during the year. Phoebe Zimmerman tells us about a few of them.
The top book on the list is Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix by British writer J.K. Rowling. This book is the fifth in the best-selling series of children's stories about the boy wizard Harry Potter. Each of the books in the series tells about what happens to Harry and his friends during one year at the Hogwarts School for Witchcraft and Wizardry. In Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, Harry again defeats the evil Lord Voldemort, but he suffers a great loss. Joanne Rowling reportedly is working on the sixth book in the series, although we do not know when it will be ready for the publisher. She has said that the series will end with a seventh book as Harry Potter finishes his education at Hogwarts. USA Today says the second most popular book of the year was Dr. Atkins' New Diet Revolution by Robert Atkins. Dr. Atkins is famous for helping people lose weight by eating fewer carbohydrates and more protein. This means that people on the Atkins diet can eat fatty meat products and still lose weight. This newest book reportedly tells people how to burn even more calories and lose weight. The newspaper says the third most popular book in the United States last year was The Da Vinci Code by Dan Brown. The newspaper says that more than 5 million copies of the book are in print. The Da Vinci Code is an imaginary story about an art expert who tries to solve a murder mystery. The mystery involves the Roman Catholic Church and questions some of its beliefs. The questions involve clues to the murder believed to have been left in artworks by Leonardo da Vinci. The information in the book has led some readers to question the teachings of their church. Religious leaders and history experts have both praised and criticized the Da Vinci Code. They say Dan Brown has given a new meaning to an old story that has not been proved. And they all say that it is important to remember that the book is a work of fiction and not to be read as truth.
At the end of the year, the American movie industry reports about the most popular movies of the year. The results are based on the amount of ticket sales in theaters throughout the United States. The most popular movie of 2003 in the United States was released in December of 2002, but it earned most of its money in 2003. Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, earned more than $340 million in the United States last year. The story continues the one begun in the earlier movie, The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring. A third and final Lord of the Rings movie has just been released. All the Lord of the Rings movies are from the books by British writer J.R.R. Tolkien. They tell about a magic ring that has powers to destroy life in a place called Middle-earth. A human-like creature called a hobbit is the hero of the stories. His name is Frodo Baggins, and he must destroy the ring to save his world. The second most popular movie in the United States last year was Finding Nemo. It is a cartoon made for children, but adults enjoyed it too. Finding Nemo earned more than $339 million in the United States last year. It is about a small fish who has lost his son, Nemo, in the ocean. The movie follows Nemo and his father as they try to find each other again. The third most popular movie in the United States last year earned more than $305 million. It was Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl. The idea for the movie came from a popular ride at the Disneyland amusement park in California. It is about a pirate named Jack Sparrow, who is played by the actor Johnny Depp. Jack Sparrow is looking for his lost ship. The ship has been seized by pirates who were cursed by a sailor they betrayed. Jack Sparrow must find the pirates, their ship, and their hidden gold to defeat them. Officials of the Disney company say the movie was so popular that they are planning another Jack Sparrow pirate adventure. And they say that Johnny Depp will star in the new movie.
Let's go.
Each December, Billboard magazine lists the most popular albums, records, and performers of the year. Steve Ember tells us about a few of them.
Billboard magazine says 2003 was the first year since 1994 that the same artist had the number one single and album of the year. The album is 50 Cent's Get Rich or Die Tryin'. The single is In the Club.
Go, 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 shawty. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck 'cause that's your birthday. You'll find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need. If you need to feel the buzz, I'm into having sex. I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug. Get into getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need. If you need to feel the buzz, I'm into having sex. I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug. Get into getting when I pull up out front, you see the Benz on dub. When I roll 20 deep, it's always drama in the club. Now that I roll with Dre, everybody show me love. When you sell like them and them, you get plenty of groupie love. But homie, ain't nothing changed. Roll down, G's up. I see exhibit in the cutting, man. Roll them trees up. You watch how I move, you mistake before I play up here. Been hit with a few shells, but now I walk with a limp. In the hood, in the LA, they saying 50, you hot. They like me, I want them to love me like they love pop. But holla in New York, for sure, they tell you I'm loco, and the plan is to put the rap game in the choke. Oh, I'm full of focus, man. My money on my mind. Got a meal out the deal, and I'm still in the grind. Now, shorty says she feeling my style, she feeling my flow. A girl from Woody, they buy, and they ready to go.
Billboard says the second most popular album of the year was Norah Jones' Come Away With Me. The album was released in 2002, but became extremely popular in 2003. Here is the title song from that album. Norah Jones also wrote the song.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me and I will write you a song. Come away with me on a bus. Come away where they can't tempt us with their lies. And I want to walk with you on a cloudy day in fields where the yellow grass grows knee high. So won't you try to come away with me and we'll kiss on a mountain top. Come away with me.
The magazine says the third most popular record album in the United States last year was performed by country music singer Shania Twain. The album is called Up. We leave you now with a song from that album, Forever and For Always.
In your arms, I can still feel the way you want me when you hold me. I can still hear the words you whispered when you told me. I can stay right here forever in your arms. And there ain't no way I'm letting you go now. And there ain't no way. And there ain't no how I'll never see that day. 'Cause I'm keeping you.
This is Doug Johnson wishing you a very happy new year. I hope you enjoyed American Mosaic and will join us again next week for VOA's radio magazine in special English. This program was written by Nancy Steinbach. Paul Thompson was the producer and our engineer was Wayne Shorter.
In your heart, I can still hear it beat forever.